Hi, I'm Brett Luca. This is Janine Ovens. And I'm just going to read you this little blurb that we have here. We're here on behalf of the My Case Project, which is currently underway at the U of M's English Language Institute, or ELI. The ELI, located in the Nubbs Building, is a center which focuses not only on teaching, but also on research in the area of English as a second language. My Case stands for Michigan Corpus of Academic Spoken English. A corpus is simply a collection of words. As an initial goal, we hope to build My Case to the size of 1.5 million words. Eventually, we hope the collection of linguistic data available in My Case will help us to observe patterns of language, patterns which will aid us in developing better tools for the teaching of English as second language. In keeping with these goals, we are interested in patterns which are observable across the speech of different groups of people. We are not at all interested in any one individual speech. We are not interested in correct or proper speech, but rather in natural speech as it is really spoken here at the university. We are not at all interested in individual teaching styles or in the content of any particular class. Our presence here is in no way a method of evaluation of this class. We are simply here in order to record spoken academic language for My Case. My Case has been approved by the Institutional Review Board. We have received the consent of Professor Kulfbert to audiotape this class today, and for the purposes which I have explained, names and other identifying information will not be used for this project. If any of you do not wish to be audiotaped, I would like to give you at this time the opportunity to object. Okay. By your silence, I'm assuming your consent, and I thank you for your attention. Should any of you decide after class is over to withdraw your consent, please don't hesitate to contact us personally. Just walk up to us or by email. Are there any questions about any of this information?
Why this class?
Well, actually, because John Swales got in touch, he's the director of the ELI, got in touch with Jim Teary, who gave us your professor's name and Paul Webb, and so those were the people who agreed, and that's why we're here.
And I don't know why either. Paul and I have been here for a while.
That's just the way it happened.
Yeah. It's just for today, or...?
Yeah, we actually got here Monday night, but we're doing recordings just yesterday and today. Unless we end up coming back in August or something, but I don't know. Any other questions?
Okay. Yeah, you get.
Somebody else is. I just made it like 10 hours and 3 minutes.
This is the reset. This is start.
Wow, now that's easy right there.
That's up. Reset.
So it's counting up. You have a stopwatch.
Does everyone want to
stopwatch? Can't count it yet.
Listen. Okay. And then we'll all.
We have 5 minutes.
I'll forget
in 5 minutes.
Okay, so everybody's gonna scan. Now my question is, wait, are we just doing species or are we doing numbers too?
Yeah. Both. Numbers, both.
We are doing both. You guys wanna start?
Mm-hmm. Sure, let's go.
Okay. Ready? You ready?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's
Robin.
Eastern wood pewee.
Black cap chickadee.
There's some
kind of a few of those.
Yeah.
It's only two part that goes down.
You hear the Eastern Wood Pewee over here?
Yeah.
So that's two? No, because before it was the pewee. Oh, it was the pewee. Oh. I was
mistaken. That's old Sam.
There's a single two.
It's still going, yeah, so I think it is. Red-eyed variant.
Yeah, way over there.
It's still going.
Yeah, we can hear it over there.
Do you even know the yellow one? What's that?
It's the,
what was that?
That was a robin.
That was a robin, yeah.
Oh, right?
Well, put an asterisk by it. And then explain that it was a
two-parted
trail.
Yeah.
That went down at the end.
Yeah,
I have no clue. I'll just get some quotes and then later we'll be able to identify or be familiar with how each voice sounds.
What's our time?
Keep on going.
Yeah. What?
It keeps on going. That's a good idea.
It sounds like a robin.
It
sounds like a robin.
Yeah, it does.
Alright, so scratch the red-eyed vireo, maybe? What's our time at, are we?
You're at 3:30.
Okay.
Jeez.
And, just behind there, I don't know if I feel a maple right there. Just, there's a blue spruce and then to the, just beyond the mailbox.
What's that?
Oh, jeez. There's a kimberly down here.
A simple choke.
No. It wasn't so simple.
Something.
Robin. Something just landed down there.
Yeah, it's a robin. There's two robins over there.
Okay.
There's something in the tree.
Which tree?
Yeah, look above the house thing.
The house thing.
Yeah. Like straight up from the corner, there's a tree with a dead branch that jumps out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't tell.
That is small.
Judging from its silhouette.
Yeah. It's a marlin.
I go for winter red.
I have three black-capped chickadees, one oven bird, two...
Oven bird?
I heard it.
Two.
Did you?
Yeah.
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 Like when I pointed it out.
It was right at the very beginning.
Wow. 4 American robins, 1 red-eyed vireo, 1 yellow brown forbler probably, 1 American goldfinch, and 1 blue jay.
Did we see it? Did we hear a potato chip dip?
I heard.
No one did.
Okay.
Is that, oh, is that
you're making
one?
These birds up.
Yeah. We need to bring them out in the room for that.
We're still learning. We can learn from this experience also.
I don't know if that's the yellow rock warbler. It doesn't really sound the same. I just don't know what
it
else.
It sounds like something we heard, though.
We've heard that before. It's obviously the yellow rock warbler, the first part, as long as it's the second part.
It scares the local to make him think it's going to be a good time.
Oh, it's long.
I hear hermit thrush.
Is that something on that light post down there?
Are they left in?
Or,
it's a little bit leather.
There's a no-jays
on the there's one over there, too.
You gotta stay at the market, Aaron. Because then you can get into your room. Is that a jay over there? That's a weird sound.
They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That was Sun Sparrow?
Yeah, that's Sun Sparrow.
Where'd you hear the sound?
Behind.
There's got to be more coming from over here.
There was the hermit.
It's on that wire right there.
Oh my god.
Oh,
a whole bunch of them, was it?
Oh god.
Oh.
It has to be those.
Good morning.
Different cats.
They're not morning dogs.
Those guys
are too
fine
too.
Their tails are too
one?
Short.
Yeah, on that wire.
That's a sparrow.
Is it, is it brown head?
It's
chipping.
A red head.
It's a chipping.
A chipping sparrow.
Chipping sparrow.
Oh, and a couple of them?
What are those guys that hang around in groups? So it's with the S?
Starlings.
Yeah, starlings,
what
but I don't think
but
those are them
not
either.
Necessarily be that.
Yeah,
I don't think those are them.
Starlings. Starlings are
big red black.
Have you guys gone by the Bear Butt Bar in the UP?
Wait, you guys, can you just have
you
a
seen it?
Time?
It's right next door to the Tumble Inn.
I think they're too far away.
They're too far away from me.
I'm going for starlings.
Well, then go for like 10 unidentified sparrows.
That's not going to go over.
Say too big to be a sparrow. We can't say that.
We can't ignore them.
Look,
we're doing
look,
it in the
middle. We have another spot down there that might be closer to them.
You guys suck.
They're starlings.
I
think it's starlings.
They have a huge, huge bill.
Look
at the bill.
They're in
is it yellow?
It's past their breeding. They're done now.
Yeah, but just because we see a big group of birds doesn't mean it's starlings.
Oh, just go look at that.
Is that winter
wren?
Yeah, it sounds like a winter wren.
Really?
What is, there's something over here. That.
What's that?
Is that a jay?
It's a jay.
Oh, okay.
It did sound like an odd winter
wren. You heard a winter wren?
Yeah.
Does the evening grosbeak also kind of smell like a cat?
That's the chip.
No.
Oh,
that's
the
trail of the song. I love it.
Hey, if anybody has their Savannah sparrow down and we hear one, will you point it out?
Yeah.
I'm so lazy.
But we haven't heard it since that day, and I swear I have. I get it wrong. It's a song sparrow.
Oh, ooh, something with a yellow belly.
Where are you looking for
the
yellow belly?
That might be a meadow. Could be a meadow.
Ooh, that does have a yellow belly.
On the road?
No, because it was...
It's either an evening grosbeak or a meadow lark.
That's a good one.
American Golden.
I think meadowlark's a little more yellow, though.
By the side of the road, there's a hump in the road. It comes back down.
Yeah.
On the right side. On the right side. It just kind of walks into the grass. And there's a... It could be a morning job.
There it is. It's back
here.
Out.
Oh,
ooh,
my God.
Right.
It's an eastern kingbird.
No.
No,
okay.
The
yellow
the white
thing.
Outside, but not the square. It's like squared off at the bottom.
What there's another
the
bird in there. Is that the one you're talking about? The eastern meadowlark.
There's a gray bird there, too.
Yeah.
Was that
yeah. But there's a yellow one.
But I can't see the bee.
It's not very yellow, though.
I can't
see.
You don't think so?
The yellow one.
No, it is yellow, but it's not as bright as a meadowlark.
Maybe it's a grosbeak.
I agree with you with the evening.
I think evening grosbeak.
Evening grosbeak. It looks like
an
evening grosbeak.
Is that
an
evening grosbeak?
Kind of dark brownish.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
Looks like the bird on the front.
No.
It didn't look like
oh
that.
My god.
Okay, birds in flight. Ooh, here comes one.
Shenane.
Those are the starlings.
Was that a morning dog that met
with
the starlings?
You know, I think yes. I totally forgot to say that. Yeah,
those
yeah,
are
yeah,
not
yeah.
starlings.
Grosbeak.
That's not how
they fly.
When
was the
last time she was
going
to give it her quiz?
I
had no idea. Yeah,
I knew what it was, though.
Are we at 5 minutes now?
Okay, you know what? But it looks a lot. You know what? But this is the American goldfinch.
I don't
you
think
know what?
It was
I think
that yellow, though.
It looks like a meadowlark.
I don't think it was
does
that yellow.
Does a meadowlark have two white? I thought it kind of looked like that.
I don't think it was
but those
that
are
yellow.
Small.
Really?
I think the goldfinch
pretty big.
Were you looking at the yellow? Because
this is about the same.
Over
it wasn't that. I think
it
wasn't
was
as yellow as this.
It was less yellow than a
there's one on the top of this,
what?
Okay. To the left, there are two like crab apple trees in that.
Did you guys see what's at the top of this tree here? It's a.
There's a chicken straw.
Now that.
There's a morning dove on the top of that. Pine that just flew away.
I had yellow.
Yeah, they have yellow.
And the tail band, the white.
Morning doves are yellow.
It has white on the tail, but it doesn't have a white tail band.
Look, like white on the corners.
Does it have white outer tail feathers?
What do you think about this?
Are there more? There might have been more than three.
I'd say five.
It's like four.
Okay. Whatever.
One hermit thrush, one song sparrow. Were there a couple song sparrows?
I only heard one.
Nine sparrows or starlings, something like that.
It had, what I saw was a plain yellow breast.
Can we look up starlings?
It had blacker wings than this.
We're tested on the starlings. You
one
should
evening
throw into
beak,
the
beak. Maybe.
Those were those birds with like the oil spill.
You said it had like a longer beak, too.
That's
the one I was talking about that was on the wire.
European
the one I saw had a plain yellow breast.
Yeah, those
on
the wire.
I didn't think
like starlings.
Okay.
The young ones are brown.
Okay.
Because it was on top of the tree that
looked. They were all the same, and they were flocked, so there had to be
two.
I thought it was a
meadow.
I think by now the young would be dark anyway.
It takes them 2 years.
I thought it would take like 3 weeks.
I have blindfolds.
Well, maybe that yellow bird is still around. A whole, like a group of like 20 just took off.
I mean, starlings are black birds. You look at them and you're like, oh, the black birds. Those weren't black
birds. Yeah. But all, the problem is all the young that are born are
okay.
Now.
Oh, that's some meadowlark.
That one?
Yeah, it is.
Meadowlark's yellow.
It has.
Oh, my God. If you guys have, like,
yeah,
years passed, you guys
can do that.
I think we should, like, roll around in the dirt and, like, make scratches and say that we got in a big brawl.
Wait a minute.
They're sparrows of some kind.
What about what's on the road?
Yeah, with that long beak.
That could
what
be
that?
A baby upland. Is that an upland sandpiper? No.
No.
It's got long, long legs, though.
And way, majorly white outer tail feathers.
See.
Turn around. Somebody go. Psh, 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 psh,
psh. Wait, that's two of them. They're the same species.
Yeah.
Why
aren't all of these little species?
Look up the evening growth beak.
I think these are the black.
No, I don't think it is. It's not a gross beak.
Gross beak.
Maybe it's an immature meadowlark.
It looks like
I think
it's
a meadowlark too.
Dolphin.
Because they have the white stripes.
That's
morning
dove. Those are morning doves.
Yeah.
What are these turkeys on the road?
They're too big to go.
No, I have.
It's probably like a house sparrow.
No.
It's yellow on the bottom though. It's
long
not. It's yellow though.
The sparrow's not going to
have
a big one.
Walking. It's like walking like a sandpiper.
What was
that one? The upland? Yeah, but this one's sandpiper
teeter-totter.
Well,
we saw that one, the upland.
That's our next flag. Oh, great.
You guys, you better decide.
Yeah, we got to
decide.
Who
thinks they're meadowlarks? Meadowlark vote.
Like,
what's an immature meadowlark?
Okay, maybe I can agree with
them.
What's that?
All these babies now are emerging in the wild. This is all beautiful. Oh my god, it looks like a
before. No, I don't think
it's closer.
It's the same thing with the yellow bird.
Yeah. Oh, it's on the top of the tree.
Yeah,
does that look like a meadowlark?
Yeah, it's got a long beak.
Where is it?
The top of this aspen.
Does meadowlark have a white out of tail feathers?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Maybe it's an immature meadowlark.
It looks meadowlarkish.
Yeah, it does have a long beak.
This big tree
here. Here's a book. I agree with you, Starling's totally wrong.
Thank you.
So, look how that is
I like to see it. I like to see an immature meadowlark.
Well, look at an immature.
Look at your beak.
That looks definitely no beak.
I think a goldfinch.
No, but look at the beak though.
Yeah, but the beak is curved on that guy. That's straight.
It was curved. It was curved.
Looks pretty straight to me. I don't know.
And there was more yellow, like right here. This was a game of
chocolate. I did have that kind of. Okay, so I did have
that. Okay, well, I think I would agree with you. Maybe not a lot.
Is there a morning dove? Are those?
I thought those.
That was a morning dove.
Two morning doves? Oh, on the off the right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Kathy, what kind of swallows do you think are for?
Can I say cliff?
Here comes another one. It's flying again.
I saw some white on it.
I think the head is darker than the body. Okay. I think.
Is that what's going on? Does coffee come out?
Ah, good. Okay.
Yeah.
What does these guys look like?
15.
It has a stubby, stubby tail.
20. Stubby, stubby.
It's 15.
20. What's 20?
The stubby,
it's
stubby.
It's a quiz swallow? No.
Swallow.
It's a swallow.
Five.
Which one doesn't have a fork tail?
Cowbird?
Maybe it's a cowbird. It did have a cowbird.
Barn has it.
Cliff doesn't?
I heard something about glug, glug, glug.
I think
one of those goes glug, glug.
The cowbird.
What goes glug, glug, glug?
One, either the cowbird or the blackbird.
Three cliffs.
Goes glug, glug, glug.
Three cliffs all as where?
Oh, those swallows.
Yeah.
Okay, should we walk?
They didn't have the tail.
Okay, yeah. Wait, so what did people say this was?
It doesn't have a long tail, right?
I don't think we should make it up, though.
We can't ignore it, you guys.
But if we
are
unknown
to Julie, man, you're scaring me.
We're not ignoring it, but what she said is if we didn't know
what
it was going to be. I want them to be some arrows.
Did you
hear what
I
said?
That's way too big.
Okay, does it look like this? Does it look like that?
No.
That's a metal arc.
Well, they're not
metal arcs. I don't think that is
a metal arc. I'm not convinced that's an A metal arc.
We just need to remember what we saw and talk about it with our own back.
I haven't seen a bright yellow with a V.
All right, then put
okay, well, there's one of those
fun.
We never caught in front of
them. Oh,
it's our chance. Here, you guys.
That's a big bird.
Maybe that wasn't it.
Oh, jeez. All right, let's pick up, guys.
Scratch. Okay, we have one blue jay, one red Iberio, eight whatever.
Okay, we said everything worse.
Two morning birds, four eastern meadowlarks, three cliff swallows, and one sun sparrow.
Put a question mark by the.
Hey, can you look
are
up
you
on
inside of the meadowlark?
The mammoth?
Yeah.
Can you look up a cowbird? You were the one with the black with the brown head.
Yeah.
They're a good size.
Brown head cowbird. Them up according to what academic disciplines we've got. Biological and health science, physical science and engineering, humanities, arts, and social sciences. Okay.
Right, we go up here?
Yeah. This has got to be one of the nicer assignments, though.
Yeah.
You didn't walk around in the country?
Yeah.
Well, we've never actually done a recording like this, so this is sort of our pilot experiment.
Oh, excellent.
How come you came up to the bus station?
Well, I had some friends who had been at the bio station before, and they raved about it, and there aren't very many classes offered on campus during the summer session, and so we were flipping through the book, and we saw these really great classes being offered at the bio station, and so I said, hey, why don't we go to the bio station?
Smart.
Yeah, you should just hang out here.
Okay. Alright, guys.
Okay. Ooh, this is quite a different habitat.
Thank you. that a goddess? Is that a weird chickadee?
I don't think so. Chickadee? I don't think so. That's really strange. It sounds like a cuckoo, but a
cuckoo.
High pitch.
Sounds like right here. What is that?
Is that an American red star? Is that like a
species? I don't think that's a red star.
No, that's a new species.
Red star has like 12 songs.
Right, we should write down Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. It was a donkey.
Well, that's the yellow breasted donkey bird. There's one just hopping around right here.
Andrea better shut up.
What do they sell like?
Potato chip.
Just the little chip dip.
Potato chip dip.
Here, another
yellow
one. No, this is
red,
this is different. That might be a red star.
What's the red star song? Oh, yeah, they're behind me.
This is some
The bear is sticking almost over the road on the left. Maybe it's American Robin. It's American Robin.
You hear that, Karen? This one back in here.
Two more morning doves.
Oh, okay.
Two more
on the doves.
Maybe that's
it. One back. It's got three different, at least three different.
How we're gonna transcribe this? I have no idea.
Is that Phoebe?
No, it's not. It sounds like Phoebe, but it's not squeeze toy enough.
They can have different quality.
That's the Yeehaw one, right?
All the Yeehaw.
Time sounds like.
Okay, one blue jay.
I remember that.
One eastern wood kiwi, one American goldfinch, five mourning doves, one American robin, and possibly one American red star.
American red star, that was the variations on sweet, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they have like.
Does it have the brown streak? Is that?
It's not a chicken.
It's not a red cap.
Yeah, chicken sparrow has a red cap and a white eye brown.
But not that much white.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like
that's
really white.
Uh-huh.
There's a crow.
Yeah, there's a crow.
Could be Leconte.
Red head. I was watching Keep the
Blue
Tree
Jay.
And make it fly. You guys watch.
You should push.
I think they'll probably move or something.
Okay. Open to the sparrow page. What does not have any streak here?
There's no bunting.
There's no bunting.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
It's got a real big.
Do you guys
want to
see?
Sure.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
It has orange on the top of its head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's the book.
Thanks.
Huh.
Just
took
it down.
Okay.
Who is it?
Oh, there it is.
Well,
it landed.
Yeah. Let's follow them. Oh yeah, it's a chipping sparrow.
Which one? That was
Monic,
a chipping sparrow?
Monic the cynic, the doubter.
I think
the
it's
chipping. I know, I'm just kidding.
Could be a field sparrow.
Could be a field sparrow.
Or is
but
it
field sparrow? Yeah, it could be a field sparrow. But it had field sparrow has more gray in it.
It had that black line.
It definitely had a black line.
Alright.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got a chipping sparrow.
No, I'm thinking about it.
Vesper has a longer whistle in the beginning.
That's a song.
Yeah. Is it Indigo
Bunting? Isn't an Indigo Bunting
not
a tiny little bird?
Is that 112233?
Yeah, that is not a song star. There was
it's
no
Indigo
maids
Bunting
maid.
And it's right there.
Yes!
I don't think it's right here. Oh, there's a little snake. And that's definitely iridescent blue.
I don't see this.
It's small and blue. It's Indigo Bunting.
That little snag?
Yeah.
That's blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's definitely
a
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
What are these two?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely. You could make one.
Looks like it's been roughed up a bit.
Yeah, they do. Oh man.
What is it?
Maybe something.
It's a rusty blackbird.
Yeah, I thought that. Are they brewers maybe?
I don't know.
They're just feathers.
That Indigo Bunting is such a find.
Mm-hmm. Can I see them? Where is it? Blackbird? That's that way.
Do you see under the telephone line?
Right here.
Was there one like on Franklin?
Do you guys see one?
that was gonna be a cool bird.
A kestrel.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
It's a very neat group.
Snipe.
Is that yellow dot that I'm seeing right at the pine trees a bird? Like this grass right on the top of the grass, if you were to look right at the pine trees or spruce, whatever those are.
Yeah, me too.
Eastern meadowlark.
Oh,
what do they do?
Spring of the year, aren't you?
Oh, just above the vegetation, like,
it looks like a flower.
It's a wow, good eye.
Yeah, it's flying.
Was that
Oh, it's another chipping trail.
Yeah. You're right on those. There's a lot coming from those conifers. I think there's. Is there another chipping sparrow over there? That.
Does anyone know what that one sounds like?
What else?
What's that bird flying?
I think I hear the sear wax one. The chipping sparrow is really, really dry.
Did you hear the crows?
Ooh, is that a barn swallow?
Did you hear the crows?
Flying. It's still flying. Over the trees. But now it's
floating.
What
was that deer do?
Is that a song sparrow, I think?
Song sparrow went off. What is that one?
I think that's a chipping.
No, I think the chipping sparrow just goes like chip, 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 chip.
There you go.
That's it. How many have we done?
This was number 6.
Mm. And what did we do there?
there were 4, whenever those things on the wire were, mm-hmm. at the other stop. Some bark or something. One is the metal bark, one chicken scrub. Over there, more than one. More than one.
Well, we heard. No, we heard the one and we saw it more in the tree, so that would be 2.
American goldfinch. 2 black cat chickadees, 1 northern pickerel, 2 American cover, 1 sound sparrow, and 1 barn swallow.
I thought I was looking.
wishing someone else saw it too. But it was definitely a swallow when
I
saw
some
stuff.
Swallow.
Yeah. It definitely had rusty stuff on it. But it could have been.
Oh, the swallow.
Oh, can this tell us maybe?
Oh, that's a barn.
See, I think barn might have been what it was.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
That's how it looked. It barn has a fork tail. It was just far away. I couldn't see it there at all.
Were those
I saw, okay,
pink legs. What's that real pink legs?
Cotton.
was very, yeah, it was striped. Was it striped or expressed?
It was really striped like that. Mm-hmm. Held me down.
Mm-hmm.
Tinker legs.
I say we go Savannah.
What does Savannah
diversity
say?
Tick, tick, I'm so lazy.
So.
Yeah, it had really pink legs.
There's a whole bunch of them
in
up
that
in
bush.
These. Those little apple trees. They're all sort of in there now.
There's a crow.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to do the psh psh psh.
I got a laughing thing in my head. I saw another.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two?
Okay, and there's like two or three of them.
What are you guys
doing? Do you hear the pitter pitter?
Do you hear the
pitter pitter?
Not much.
So it's like a distinct buzz. It's like one.
I know. Don't they do that?
Yep.
You guys can see it real well from here. Not a redhead, striped cat, striped black and cat.
Yeah.
Behind that in the next tree, I'm going to show you.
Surprised. Probably good right here, probably right.
Bluebird?
You guys remember what the bluebird, the juveniles look like?
They're kind of
blue. Kind of bluish.
Sparrows, I think. Thank you.
Oh. What else could live in a bluebird box, though?
Swallows.
Something's a swallow.
Well, there's something really tiny. I don't know.
Yeah, I was looking at that bird. I couldn't. I don't know.
There
what
are
that
like
is.
Ten of those in here. Like two up and then one down. Okay.
Uh oh.
Do you see a dot on the top?
No, I see a dark wing. Oh, dot on the top.
Yeah.
Wow, there are like 10 of those.
Seems much. I think we missed one.
Yeah, I think we missed it at the corner when we curved off. Because we walked away.
Yeah. Alright, let me set this. Okay, go.
Ready?
Uh oh, what is that? A ruby throbbing hummingbird?
It's in the road. Is it a robin? No.
Morning dove.
Morning dove?
Morning dove.
What is making that?
That's why that was a jay, but.
Well, could that be an
oh, it could be a gray catbird.
I don't think so.
I think this is the.
Who's that?
There's another. Oh, oops. Another I don't know.
Oh, that was the American goldfinch.
You got the bird?
Blue jay? No.
So what's in this tree behind us here?
Oh,
I think a
couple of them.
Which one has the red hat? What's
that?
I saw three of them.
Is this another one right here, the closer, or is it the same
one?
I think it's the same one.
Sort of woodpecker.
Is that a kingbird?
No, that was a
mourning dove. Yeah.
Let's swallow. Real quick.
I think I might see a gray catbird.
Two more barns for us.
Oh, and two more behind us.
There's a goldfish. It's a catbird?
Yep.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm looking at the
right.
See some rocks.
To the right or
to the left?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Of
oh,
right
cool.
There. Nice shot. Nice
go,
ID.
Kirsten.
Where is it?
What rusty leaves?
It's
you
real dark.
With your eye
it's
here.
Right in the middle.
The rusty leaves
right
in the middle.
Yeah.
Rusty?
It's right behind
yeah,
it.
Kind of like a patch of red leaves.
The big gray bird with that.
In the middle there.
That darker
oh, it's right behind the yellow.
And look right to the left.
Go to the 8 o'clock position of those leaves.
Oh, wow. That's a big bird.
To the, on the right side of the road?
Right
on the left side.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I was talking about the right side.
Oh, oh, wow.
They're kind of dull, but if you want to look, you can.
Oh, thanks.
Sure.
Where
I don't, you
is
might have to come over here.
Awesome.
You're alright for the bunny.
Can you see the dead leaves? There's
no,
two dead leaves on the street.
Did you get
brown?
That barn?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they go to like the 8 o'clock position.
Okay, gotcha. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. It's, oh, it just hobbled back in.
Are we done?
Is that one of the biggest that have been out here?
Huh?
Is that one of the biggest that have
American
been out here?
American goldfinch right over the road.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. Do you want to get this in?
Oh,
do you see it? On the right side in this right track.
Oh, okay. See
oh,
in the purple.
Down, just above the ground.
Plant.
In a little purple plant. Do you see it?
Eating that.
It's not
follow
far.
The, it's
yeah.
Follow the rose.
You see it?
And it's just a few inches up off the ground. But yeah, look down.
Keeps
it
on
the
right.
Right.
Keep
it.
It's
yes,
really close.
It's
easy.
Not far down
the
road at all.
It's right there. It's pretty close.
Bright yellow.
You guys, what is it doing?
You got it?
Did
you see
yeah.
It?
Creamy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Did you see it?
That's
well,
great.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It's
thanks.
Right here. And you can squeeze them together and pull them out.
Cool.
Is that his thing over there?
Oh,
that's
so cool.
I gotta come back and pick the light bulb.
No, they get bigger than the catbird, but the catbird's just interesting to look more secretive. And it meows.
Okay.
It really does. Meow, meow. It's weird.
What do you mean by secretive?
Like it doesn't like to show itself on the branch. That makes
it
a hard to spot.
It destroys the inside of the tree.
Yeah, and like shrubs and underbrush.
Mm-hmm.
I think we skipped one.
Yeah. Oh no, birds on the wire, you must be
Bonsala.
Or an American robin in the lawn.
Those birds on the wire.
Yeah.
They're infinitely far away. They're out of the tree.
I think you could be right. But the wings look a little long.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
yeah. I think, my god, they're like. Okay.
So four yeah, more barn swallows?
Seven, eight, nine, or two swallows.
It's a
foot swallow.
Wait, is it white? Is it really white on the
really
breast?
White.
It's pretty light.
Yeah,
it could be a tree swallow.
Mm. Do tree swallows hang out in groups? Like the barn and the cliff?
There's like
I've never seen a tree swallow in a group like this.
Yeah, me neither.
I've never seen one really out of a group besides the house.
I've seen like one or two in a wire, but never together.
There's 12.
Yeah.
Are they colonial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep singing there.
Damn.
does.
Is it looking up?
5 minutes.
Is that it?
Nope.
What's that?
Morning
dove.
It
goes.
Sounds like an owl.
Alright, boys. Some
device. Sing it pretty quick.
Ooh. Dr. Voss, they just piss him off. Damn.
What's that? The
oh.
American yellow finch.
American yellow
American
goldfinch.
Goldfinch.
Wait, what is that?
Wait, no, but I saw it fly, so I know I saw one.
It doesn't sound like that, though.
But it flew.
All right.
No, but it wasn't that. It flew, and then it stuck on.
But what is that?
I don't know.
What, for the goldfinch?
That fishy?
Well, no, I think it was a different bird. Okay, how do you do?
What was the last thing that was calling?
Did you hear
that?
Well, the goldfinch.
Yeah, I could see it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Good call.
Okay. Right.
Well, did you have any mysteries?
Yes.
They had
birds on the wire.
Birds on the wire. Probably sparrows.
Probably.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Some were big.
Oh yeah, the first ones were larger.
Yeah, they were large. Any idea?
We discussed
not morning doves. You would have gotten that. Not kingbirds. You would have gotten that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.